Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the MTAR Technologies Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Patel from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nami. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of MTAR Technologies Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings discussion call. Today on our call, we have Mr. Srinivas Reddy, sir, Managing Director and Promoter, Mr. Gunneswara Rao, sir, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Srilekha Jasthi, Head Strategy and IR. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and the company's website. I would like to give a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectations as of today. The statements are not guaranteed for our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Srinivas, sir. Over to you, sir.
Today on the call, I'm joined by Mr.
I'm so sorry, sir. You go on mute. Can you please re-announce again? Start again, please. So sorry.
Hello and good morning to everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. Today on the call, I'm joined by Mr. Gunneswara Rao, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Srilekha Jasthi, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, and Orient Capital, our investor relations partners. We have uploaded our updated investor deck, press release, and results highlights on the stock exchanges and company website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. I'm pleased to inform you all that we have delivered a strong quarter with 48% increase in revenues QOQ basis and 122% increase in EBITDA QOQ in line with the guidance given in Q1. The second half is expected to be stronger than the first half. We expect to achieve revenues of around overall revenues for the year for around 725 crores with a margin around 21% by end of FY25. We are working on several strategic projects in the company over the past 3 years across all the sectors, which will give us a progressive growth in revenues over the next 2-3 years. There shall be a sequential improvement in margins in the coming quarters as we ramp up the production of new products and aerospace and clean energy sectors as well. The company has added a lot of new products such as sheet metal assemblies, ASP assemblies, and enclosures in clean energy vertical over the past 2 years that are generating substantial revenues now. MTAR continues to innovate and add new products across all verticals. We have been working on maximizing the order inflow in our areas of focus such as engine subsystems, aerostructures, and specialized products across space, MNC aerospace, and defense sectors. Accordingly, we have enhanced our aerospace customer base, secured the combustors order for scramjet engines, and entered into long-term agreements with MNC customers as well. Going forward, we expect to deliver a robust growth in clean energy and MNC aerospace verticals because of the product portfolio we have developed over the past 2 years and the new products we are currently working on. I would like to give a detailed overview across all the sectors. In clean energy, we have executed around 192 crores of orders in the first half of the year. We have dispatched 1,808 units of hot box units and 36 units of electrolyzers. The closing order book for Bloom Energy stands at 493 crores by end of H1. We are expecting similar execution in H2. We are optimistic about growth in clean energy in FY26 as Bloom gave an indication for execution of 4,000 units in calendar year 2025 as against an initial indication of 3,000 units. We expect a 20% growth in revenues from this vertical alone in FY26. We have witnessed a substantial growth in space in line with our projections in the first half, where we have delivered around 17 crores of orders in MNC Aerospace for the first time. We expect to execute around 45 crores of orders from MNC Aerospace in H2. We estimate a robust growth in this vertical over the next 3-4 years with 45% revenue increase. We have delivered around 16 crores of orders ISRO in first half, and we project around 25 crores of execution in second half of the year to ISRO. While ISRO is projected to grow at 20% on year-on-year basis over the next 2-3 years due to the strong industry tailwinds, we have closing order book of 158 crores in space, of which 50 crores is from MNC Aerospace and 108 crores is from ISRO. The execution in civil nuclear power stands at 13 crores in the first half. The execution in the second half will be stronger as we have built, working on the projects, major projects like SMDC and FT systems, and we are working on it in the first half, and deliveries will commence in the second half. So we expect to deliver around 60 crores of orders in FY25 in this sector on a cumulative basis. This sector is expected to witness a 40-45% growth in FY26, backed by robust order book and strong order pipeline from refurbishment of reactors and Kaiga 5 and 6 reactors. The revenues from defense for first half stand at 8.3 crores. The annual execution is estimated to be around 20 crores. We are emphasizing on this sector and working on increasing our market share by securing strategic orders related to engine subsystems and aerostructures that have been our core competencies of MTR. We recently secured a developmental order for combustors of scramjet engines based on air breathing technology for 15 crores. Similarly, we are working on wing kit assemblies, airframes and other structure-related orders for some of the prestigious defense programs. We have registered a phenomenal growth in products with 71 crores of execution in the first half. We expect to execute nearly 140 crores of revenue from products on an annual basis by end of FY25. This vertical is projected to register a growth of more than 30% over the coming quarters. From fabrication vertical, we expect to execute around 22 crores of orders from hydropower, wind energy and other sectors. The company estimates a robust closing order book because of the increased order inflow in H2. We have improved our cash flows over the past 3 quarters and target to improve it further going forward as well. Also, we aim to reduce our net working capital days progressively over the next 2-3 years. I would like to reiterate that we are working on achieving robust revenue growth, sequential improvement in margins, reduction of working capital days, and improvement of cash flows. We can look forward to consistent improvement in these areas on a progressive basis over the next 2-3 years as well. In the short term, we are targeted to achieve around 725 crores of revenue with around 21% of EBITDA by end of FY25. Our CFO, Mr. Guneshwar Rao, will discuss in detail on the financial performance for Q2 FY25. Over to you, Mr. Guneshwar.
Thank you, Mr. Srinivas Reddy. Good morning and warm welcome to our earnings call. I would like to extend my gratitude to all the shareholders and prospective shareholders for your continued trust and support. Today I will be discussing key financial performance metrics for Q2 FY25 on consolidated basis, along with our strategic priorities around cost optimization, growth, and operational efficiency. Quarter-on-quarter performance, we achieved a robust quarter with revenue growth of 48.3%, reaching 190.2 crores in Q2 FY25 compared to 128.3 crores in Q1 FY25. EBITDA improved significantly, standing at 36.8 crores in Q2 FY25, up to 121.7% from 16.6 crores in Q1 FY25. Profit before tax saw remarkable growth, reaching 25.3 crore in Q2 FY25, representing 307.9% increase from 6.2 crore in Q1 FY25. Profit after tax reached 18.8 crore in Q2 FY25, marking a 324% increase from rupees 4.4 crore in Q1 FY25. When it comes to year-on-year performance, revenue from operations grew by 14% YOY to 190.2 crores in Q2 FY25 from 166.8 crore in Q2 FY24. EBITDA recorded a modest increase of 2% YOY, reaching 36.8 crores in Q2 FY25 versus rupees 36.1 crore in Q2 FY24. PBT slightly decreased by 1.5% to 25.3 crores in Q2 FY25 from 25.7 crore in Q2 FY24. PAT was 18.8 crore in Q2 FY25 when it compares to 20.5 crore in Q2 FY24. So when it comes to operational improvement strategic focus, we anticipate EBITDA margins will improve in H2 because of higher operating leverage due to increased revenues and optimization of costs driven by the improved operational efficiencies once we enter into batch productions in MNC Aerospace division and also other verticals. The company has reduced the long-term debt by 16 crore, bringing it down to 142.5 crore to 126.4 crore out of the total repayment obligation of 45 crores by end of this year. Cash flow from operations stands at 18 crore in Q2 FY25 with the goal of surpassing FY24's annual cash flow of 57.4 crore by end of FY25 with increased revenue projections. Our net working capital to revenue days are 247 days and we are targeting to reduce to 220 days by end of financial year FY25. So, as told by our MD, the company has been focusing on various strategic initiatives to drive growth and risk mitigation, including expanding our customer base, establishing a dedicated aerospace facility in Hyderabad, increasing our product portfolio with current clients, and exploring opportunities in new verticals such as oil and gas. Looking ahead, we are looking forward to EBITDA margins around 20% driven by higher operating leverage and by enhancing cost efficiency through process improvements. With this, I open the floor for discussion and welcome any questions you may have. Thanking you once again.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vipraw Srivastava from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible, right?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Right. So, first question in the guidance. What's the margin guiding for full year? Can it be reiterated? Margin and revenue? Hello?
Hello? Excuse me.
As our guidance is around 725 crores revenue and EBITDA around 21%.
Right, right. And for FY26, I mean, any thought process, what kind of roadmap are you seeing? Am I audible?
Yes, sir,
you are
audible.
Yeah, you are audible, Suvat. So for FY26, we are looking at a growth of 20% with improved EBITDA margins moving forward from there.
20%, right?
20% revenue growth for FY26.
Why does it decline? I mean, in the past, the company has grown 70-50%. Why is 20% number? I mean, why does it decline?
We would prefer to be a little bit on the conservative side when we look at the guidance numbers. So at this point of time, we're looking at about 20% revenue growth, so which comes out to roughly around 860 crores of revenue for next FY26.
Okay, fair enough. And I mean, how is Bloom going to contribute to this, Bloom's energy revenue? I mean, are you seeing a ramp up there or what's the outlook on that side?
See, Bloom, as I mentioned in my speech, what I've said earlier, They initially forecasted 3,000 units and now they have increased confirmed forecast for 4,000 units for the next calendar year. So what we are looking here, the good news is that we are looking at going back to complete the original normal demand situation of Bloom, which is what we are looking at for the next financial year, the way we are looking at things right now.
Yeah, but Bloom's commentary has been very positive, right? I mean, they are saying that they're expecting a strong growth in next calendar year. So, I mean, why is it not translating to your revenue growth?
See, the forecast given by Bloom as of now, they have given from 3,000 units to 4,000 units already. So they might further improve it over the next 2-3 months. So it goes in a stepwise manner. So as of today, what information we have is what I'm trying to communicate. But definitely it might be much higher. So it depends on how they would like to forecast and release orders accordingly.
Okay, so Bloom does a quarterly forecast for you, or how long forecast do they give, quarterly or half yearly?
See, they normally, presently they're releasing orders based on quarter to quarter basis, but they give forecasts for the calendar year, in fact. So right now, from 3,000, they've increased it to 4,000 units for next calendar year, which can even go up further. So that depends, on a quarter to quarter basis, they up their forecasts, or mostly it is going to be in the upward trend. So probably by end of this quarter, we'll know more about and increase forecast what they would like to give, and based on that, all the materials are planned accordingly.
Right.
I just want to add one thing. We never given 70-80% guidance. FY23, we achieved 78% revenue growth, and FY24, we gave around 40%. But later on, some of the transition issues, we could not achieve. But FY25, we have given 30%. We are sticking to around 37-25 crores, we are saying. So we are sticking to that. We have never given 70-80% growth year on year.
No. The anticipation was that from FY26, the Bloom numbers will come in, so that number will increase. No issues. Just the last question. So for the nuclear energy part, so how is that shaping up? What kind of revenue numbers are you expecting in FY25 for that?
See, nuclear energy basically working on two major projects right now, and the deliverables will start from Q4, and the new order inflow from Taiga 5 and 6 and refurbishment reactor are expected in second half of the year, mostly by Q4, I guess, and the execution part will start from next year. So we are seeing a very strong growth happening in nuclear sector based on the kind of orders that we're going to receive. As I said, we're expecting more than 500 crores worth of orders coming in from nuclear in the second half of this year.
Okay. And last question, sir, for 2-3, to achieve your target, you would need to do 200 crore plus revenue, right? So you would be able to do that, right, for the Q3?
No, as I said, the second half is going to be much stronger. I cannot just precisely say how much we are going to do as of now, but we will be doing, we'll be having a strong revenue base in Q3 and Q4 as well. But overall, we'll achieve revenues of about 725 crores for this year.
But, I mean, Q2 you told that in last quarter, in Q1 you told you will do 200 crore plus in Q2. So what's stopping you from giving a number for Q3?
No, we'll do similar. I'm not trying to not to give numbers, but we'll do more or less similar numbers in Q3 and slightly more in Q4. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Bala Murli Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good morning,
Bala.
Last call. So, any update on the electrolyzer?
We don't have any update as of now, but that's not what is included in our plans, even for this year or for next year. But what I'm hearing is that as soon as Bloom books the orders for the electrolyzers, we'll get that additional revenues or the orders that we're expecting from them. We'll have more clarity by end of this quarter, and hopefully we will start the electrolyzers vertical from next financial year for sure.
Okay, that's helpful. And flame pull of the updates, sir.
Bala, can you repeat the question? I can't hear you.
On fluent energy, sir. Any update on the fluent energy?
Fluence, as I said, we are in agreement with them, so they have to win orders in the domestic market, which they are yet to win any orders. So the moment they win the orders, we'll get back-to-back orders. So we're just waiting for that to happen.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. So first question is, this quarter we saw a major jump in order book in the defense part. Can you tell me?
You need to be a little louder. I'm not able to hear you well.
I'm audible now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. So this quarter we have seen a very good jump in the defense order book. So can you just throw some light on that, which segment and which profile are we doing that?
I can't hear you well. Can you just repeat the question again?
On the defense part, we have seen a very strong growth in our order book. So can you just touch upon that?
See, we have been working on various defense projects, and what you're seeing right now is a result of that. So any vertical that we're working on, like for example, the scramjet engines and a lot of other projects we're working on. So the new product development team and the R&D team has been working with various defense labs over the last 6 months to 9 months. So this is a result of that. So basically, we are going to even further work on various of such projects, not only in defense, but in the space sector, where they're asking us to develop various valves for them. Defense also, they're doing the same thing with us. So these are all the result of what efforts we have been putting in, which does not reflect in numbers, but it is definitely showing the kind of result what we are seeing today, and you'll see that more happening over the next quarters coming in. So that's what it is.
Okay. Any update on the defense JV that we're looking for?
Not as yet. The good news is that we have finalized various agreements with very good MNCs, as we've said earlier, with IAI, with GKN Aerospace and stuff like that. So we are continuing to work on various projects with them on the first article basis, and the real ramp-up and the batch production and volume production will happen in the next financial year, but we've already entered into certain production batches this year. That's how you can see a much larger numbers in the MNC business right now. And that's going on the right track, and we are very happy about it that they have certified us to produce for them, and we're also waiting for certain certifications by end of Q4. So this will result in a substantial growth in this sector moving forward.
Okay. And one thing on the receivables, and we have seen a very strong increase in the receivable days this quarter. So what this is regarding, also we saw a lower inventory. So can you throw some light on that as well?
Yeah. Based on the revenues what we have done and the dispatches what have happened, so obviously the receivable days have gone up, but during this quarter the receivables will obviously come down, but most of the dispatches happened in the second half of this quarter. That's why you see the slightly higher receivables, but probably it will come down during this quarter as we move forward.
So does it relate to any particular order or particular client which has been delayed in the payment or something like that?
No, we don't have any delays in payment, right?
There is no delays. 90% of the 90-95% of receivables are current, and only 5% based on the quality clearances it will be paid. There won't be any overdue receivables.
Okay. Okay. And last is on the product and other side, we are anticipating a strong growth in this segment for second half as well as for coming years. So can tell me that any new products that we have launched or that will be launched in the coming quarters in this segment under the defense offsets or defense embargo side?
See, the first thing is, as I said, we got the orders for some of the new product developments that we got in scramjet engines. The roller screws are already certified and approved by the defense. We're just waiting for the paperwork now. It's a long-drawn process with defense to get the approvals. It's a 100% import substitute. And finally, they have tried it, they have tested it, they're functioning very well. That's one good news. So we're just waiting for the official documentation to be done. So once it is done, then we'll be able to launch the rural schools as well. And we're also looking at exports of such products, not only for India, but also for exports. Because we can compete with rural with Sweden very easily. It's not an issue at all. So we are working on various other projects. Like, for example, we are working on heaters, electrolyzers to reduce the cost. The R&D is working on that. So we're working on various walls for defense and as well as space right now. So all this is under work in progress, and you'll see the way you have seen the result now, you'll see it happening quarter on quarter basis.
What is the key product that is driving this segment right up now?
Which one? The product division?
Product division.
So it's got a combination of various things. We have the ASPs, we have the ball screws, we have the water lubricated bearings. These are the key products that is driving the product division, right?
Understood. And one last question is, any guidance on the closing order book side by FY25?
Can you repeat that?
Any comment on the closing order book for FY25?
See, as I said, we said earlier that we'll be closing at around 1,400 to 1,500 crores. It all depends on the Kaiga 5 and 6 orders kicking in the second half, which should definitely happen because everything is done and dusted. So it's only a matter of paperwork to be done by NCCL and the bidder who has won the contract. So we're just waiting for that. So once that is done, mostly either by end of Q3 or definitely in Q4, we should have those orders sitting in, and then we'll be able to close the order book at 1,500 crores and all.
Okay. So our order closing order book makes...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions as there are many participants. Okay. The next question is from the line of Mithun Awas from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just wanted to get a sense of what is the overall order book currently, and how much of orders have you won in the first half, and how much of orders do you expect to get in the full year?
So the overall order book as of end of Q2, I think, is around 940 crores, and the orders that we have won for this quarter is around 247 crores in all. So that's what it is. And by end of the year, as I mentioned earlier, that we're looking at 1,400 to 1,500 crores. That includes also the orders coming in from Kaiga. But we'll get a lot more orders in the clean energy sector and as well as the MNC aerospace sector in the second half. So we are pretty much confident that we should close at 1,400 to 1,500 crores.
So you have about a 1,500 crore order book, is it?
By end of the year. As of now, it is about 940 crores.
Okay. And out of this 1,400 crores, how much would be that Bloom Energy's contribution?
It should be around 500 crores and all. That's what we're expecting.
And 500 crores assumes the 4,000 unit number or 3,000?
No, as of now, we have considered 4,000 units. So as and when it keeps going higher, then probably we'll get higher orders coming in. It's not only the units, but also the sheet metal assemblies and other things that we're doing for the Bloom. So even that will also go proportionately higher, like enclosures and assemblies and all that.
Understood. And what is the execution timeline for the Bloom Energy orders, typically?
So technically, it is for 1 year. See, the water orders they give, like when I say 4,000 units, it's for the next calendar year, for the next 12 months.
Understood. So the 500 crores you will be able to execute in the next fiscal.
Yeah.
Right. So that gives us some good guidance, or, you know, at least visibility for execution next year. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, obviously our margins were much higher in the last couple of years, and they've deteriorated as, you know, operating leverage went down when the revenues came down. Are you, and in the second half, you need to report very good margins in order to achieve the full year 21%. Obviously, last year was slightly disappointing. I'm just trying to understand, can we go back to the mid-20% range of margin? Or is it as the, you know, Bloom Energy gives you more business, the margin trajectory is coming down? Just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. See, as I said earlier, we'll have sequential improvement in margins quarter-on-quarter basis moving forward. But when you look at we're ending up at around 21% margin for this year. But one thing you should understand is that we're also looking at expanding our management bandwidth, the kind of revenues that the way we are growing. So we're also investing in a lot of human resources areas and other areas in which we are looking at. And that's how we are looking at right now. And a lot of outsourcing which we are doing right now will be done in-house moving forward. For example, the plasma coating, which we're outsourcing in the United States right now for some of our products. Now we have the equipment coming in and the qualification is going on. So a lot of activity is happening in that area to reduce our costs drastically down. If you look at the other expenses, those things are going to come down drastically moving forward. And if you look at FY26, the kind of estimates we have, we'll definitely improve our margins better and better. And we're looking at 2024, I can't just say exactly right now, but definitely there'll be a progressive improvement moving forward in mid-20s. That's what we're looking at over the next year and a half. That's what we're looking at. We're going back to the normal margins, what we're looking at. But we are making all our efforts to not only expand our management bandwidth, reducing our outsourcing costs, getting qualified for various things that we are outsourcing right now, and improving our MNC business in a big way in aerospace as well. All this will contribute to better margins moving forward, as we can see right now.
Just one last one. Obviously, Bloom Energy is a large contributor to the overall revenue, and its volatility also impacts your company. And obviously, for you to give guidance, quarter on quarter is also stressful. I'm just trying to understand, how will you kind of diversify out of Bloom? MTAR should not be linked just with Bloom, right? So it should be a company which is beyond just Bloom Energy. So I'm just trying to understand.
Absolutely.
How will
you try
to do that?
Yeah, I understand that. See, we are not depending on Bloom as such. If you look at our revenue growth, like for example, if you look at year-on-year basis, the revenues from other sectors are growing rapidly. For example, if you look at nuclear with the Kaiga 5 and 6 coming in, the huge orders coming in flow, obviously we'll see a very good revenue growth happening in nuclear sector. In MNC aerospace especially, we have done a lot of work. What we were hardly doing anything earlier, now we are doing extremely well in that in terms of the first articles and now doing the production basis for the MNCs. So we are improving on every sector other than Bloom. So over the next 2 years, you can see the other sectors' revenues growing very rapidly higher. And if Bloom is growing, there's nothing wrong with that. But we're also growing in other sectors. That's the way you should look at it.
No, but I'm just saying, as a company, wouldn't you want to make, the exposure to Bloom maybe 25-30% of your overall revenues rather than having an exposure of 40-50%? That's what I'm just trying to understand.
Absolutely, you're right. See, that's our target, right? How do you achieve the target is, one, grow in the other sectors as much as possible. So that's where our entire focus is, right? When we talk about margins, to grow in the other sectors, that's what I said. We have improved our management bandwidth. We are establishing a new exclusive aerospace facility by end of December this year. We are taking all the required steps to achieve what you are trying to tell us, right? That's the goal for the company. And the virtue of which is Bloom is growing much faster, and if they introduce electrolyzers, then it is even grow higher. But there is a very conscious effort of improving the revenues in every vertical that we're working on right now.
Got it, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Soni from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I have two questions. One, can you give us the update of the new client addition in clean energy? How is the traction being over there? And secondly, on the roller screw, what's the status over there? And once the mass production starts after this, after all the trial process are done, so what can be the revenue potential for them from that product in first year and then going forward? These are my two questions.
Yeah, sure. So basically, in the clean energy segment, we, as I mentioned earlier, in the various sectors of fuel cell, hydel, wind, everything, we are working with various customers right now. Already, a lot of first articles have been done. We are moving into the batch production. Like, we're looking at Voith, we're looking at Andrix, G, Barista is another company which has joined us. So we are adding a lot of clients. And basically, these are the this is the area which we are trying to grow more and more moving forward, and we'll continue to do that. But when it comes to fuel cells, we have not seen, other than Bloom, we have not seen any company which has grown to the level of Bloom right now where MTAR can get involved. Probably we'll look at it as and when any company has come to a stage where we can be their OEM moving forward as well. Now, what was the second question on the roller screws? Roller screws, I have said that all our roller screws have been qualified. We're just waiting for the documentation part of it, which is 100% import substitute. The government of India, the defense programs, and the space programs have been importing this at a very high cost from Rolls-Royce Sweden. Now, we'll be able to substitute that completely moving forward. I won't be able to quantify the exact numbers, but they have a huge demand for it. So as and when we get the certification done over the next 1 month, and then the entire imports of roller screws would stop and MTAR would start supplying for all the programs within India. And we're also looking at some part of it for exports as well. So we're working on the overall quantum of business that we can get. It is pretty much over the next 1-2 years, we're looking at about 50 to 60 crores or 70 crores of business coming in from roller screws as well. So that's something which no one has done it till today in this country, and we are able to achieve that. Until now, they have been importing from so many years from Sweden. So we are able to stop that moving forward.
So is there any delay going from Defense Department side because on the certification front, because we were supposed to get this around 2 months back when we last interacted? When, in the last call, you were saying that
there has been a delay, but the issue here is that to certify a product which is 100% import substitute, they have to do all the trials to ensure that it is at par with the import product what they are getting it right now, which they have now, it's been done. So the process itself took that much time. I won't blame the Defense Department for that because they have to be 100% sure before they take a call on that. So fortunately, we are through with that right now, and it's only the paperwork which is pending, which will be done in a month's time.
Okay. So it's only the paperwork which is remaining, and else our product is totally qualified, right? If I'm
absolutely wrong. Yes.
Okay. That's it. My side. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. So I'm audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, so my first question would be with respect to the new segment that we are entering, which is oil and gas fields. So I would like to, we have like the facility in Hyderabad, right, for that. So I would like to know the status of that, like we were in talks with the customers. So what's the status of order and from when we can expect the execution for the same?
So basically, we had inquiries from various companies. The first company, we have already received the first articles order to do the first articles for Weatherford right now. We are right up there. So we have received the purchase order for the first article. So once we execute the first articles, the qualification process is about 4 to 6 months. But what they have indicated to us is that they are not going to wait for the qualification. They are going to work on a couple of major products with us for which we are doing the first articles, and we get qualified across the board for two or three products of theirs. And once we finalize the pricing and everything, we enter into a long-term agreement with them. And then we are looking at a substantial revenues coming in from the oil and gas itself. So right now, we are not considering this in our guidance as well, because we would like to be a little bit conscious about the fact of getting qualified for the first articles and then getting the batch and volume production into place. So this is not being included in our revenue guidance for now.
But it is going very well right now, and we are on track with that.
Okay, so like just a vague idea to get about it, that we can expect the execution from probably the second half of the next year or later this year.
Probably the second half of the year, the overall order book orders for these products can be between $25 to $30 million per year. So we can expect the, we have established a specific line for it, and we are looking at probably in the second half of next year, probably we should be able to start the real batch and volume production for that. And you can see in FY27 a full grown revenue from oil and gas by itself.
Okay, thanks a lot. And my second question would be, since we have a significant amount of revenue from Bloom Energy, so I would just like to know the reliability of the statement that the product of Bloom Energy, which is solid oxide fuel cells, like I've read somewhere that the solid oxide fuel cells of Bloom Energy like emits more carbon than the power grids, which can in long term have an adverse impact on them, though Bloom is having a good response as of now. So I would like to know the reliability of the statement, and which can have an adverse impact on entire as well in the long run.
No, that's absolutely not right. See, if you look at, it's a very simple thing. You know, when you're converting a natural gas that is methane, you have a very low carbon footprint, right? That's what the current model is. Now, when you go to electrolyzers, it's zero carbon footprint. So this is where we stand. So there's no way that you can compare with the power grid and say that it is more or less. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, okay. That's it.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vipraw Srivastav from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, hi. Thanks for allowing me a follow-up question. I'm audible, right?
Yeah, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So regarding the commitment for FY26, so I mean, for fuel cells, so basically the forecast which has been given by Bloom, so on those forecasts, what kind of margins to expect? I mean, this year you're doing around 21% margins, right? So next year, do you expect that to increase or to stay flattish? How do you see this?
No, for FY26, we are looking at, as I said, closer to mid-20s. That's around 24% plus minus 100 basis points. That's what we are looking at.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, second question on the other expense for this quarter, it's around 12.5. I mean, I know operating leverage will kick in, that will bring it down. But again, where do you see it stabilizing? I mean, other expenses percentage of sales on a sustainable basis, how do you see it stabilizing?
See, there are two aspects of it. As I mentioned earlier, the outsourcing costs have gone up, mainly because of the plasma coating for our products, which we're sending it in the US. Now, okay, that plasma coating qualification is going on in MPR right now. We already have the equipment. We have received it. The qualification process is going on. So that's going to come down drastically. So these are the various steps that we have taken to reduce our costs and improve our margins. So that's exactly what the other expenses, what you see there, is going to come down over the next 2 quarters.
So tentatively by the end of this year, you expect this to stabilize to normal levels, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because our outsourcing costs are going to come down drastically. Because of the cost. Once we are qualified, our costs are going to come down.
That gives you the conviction to achieve 21%. Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vansh Modi from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible, right?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
So I just wanted some clarity on the outlook for exports for FY26 and FY27. Going forward, what is the expectation in revenue and contribution to bottom line?
For FY26?
FY26 and if possible FY27.
No, as I said earlier, FY26, we are looking at a substantial growth in MNC aerospace business as well as the clean energy sector. Then the oil and gas might kick in slightly later in the second half of the year. And then for FY27, it will be a full-grown revenue growth on oil and gas as well. So you're looking at oil and gas for FY27 would be around $35 million at least. And then obviously the clean energy numbers, you all know about it. The way we are doing, if you grow at 20% year-on-year basis, and then MNC aerospace business is going to grow at 40%-45% year-on-year basis. So we're going to see a substantial growth in exports in three different sectors. One is aerospace, one is clean energy, and the third one is oil and gas by FY 2027. You'll see a full-grown export potential in these three areas, because by that time we'll be qualified for all the projects in MNC aerospace business, oil and gas as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for taking my question. I might have missed one thing, but I would like to know the FY 2025 projections for these two segments specifically, which is green energy and space segment, if you can reiterate that.
Clean energy and aerospace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as I said, we are looking at about, in the clean energy segment, probably we'll be doing around 380-400 crores, 380 crores and odd, for FY 2025. And in the space sector, we're looking at around, close to about 55-60 crores of revenues coming in the space segment as such. And this is going to grow more and more because our new projects that we are doing right now, we get qualified for them, the first articles. And that's how I said over the next 2 years, FY 2026, 2027, you will see a substantial growth in both these areas and also in the oil and gas in FY 2027 as well.
Okay. So like we were looking about 40% growth that you mentioned, the big percentage, right, for aerospace?
For aerospace, yes, because we are not only looking at one company, we're looking at multiple companies, and we have an exclusive facility being commissioned by end of December, January for aerospace, specifically for MNC customers. And that's a state-of-the-art plant which we are commissioning in Hyderabad by end of December. So that will really take us to the next level in terms of higher productivity and achieving those numbers, what we're looking at in the growth target.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipraw Srivastava from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for allowing me one more follow-up question. So, regarding the Bloom's forecast, so 4,000 hot boxes, which you are telling, so this is for the full year, just shared by Bloom, or this is your internal forecast?
No, it is not internal. Whatever I'm talking about is what clear indication they have given us as far as the forecast is concerned. That's what I'm, I've communicated to you.
Right. Why I'm asking this is actually because the street estimates of Bloom Energy is very bullish for calendar year 2025. They expect large data center orders coming in. So that's not corroborating, I mean, with what you are saying. So-
Yeah. So let me explain this to you. This is what they've given us as of recently in the last two, three weeks. Okay? Now, this gets revised upward. There's no downward to this. See, the good news is that we suffered last year, and because of the transition change from one product to the other, point number one. Point number two is that created reduction in shipments and all that. But we are back to normal right now. That's the great news. And second is that the increased forecast will kick in by end of this quarter, the way the Bloom communicates to us. Because we have enough time for the year to procure all the material to adhere to their requirements. So that 4,000 can go up even higher. That is something which I can tell once they communicate to us by end of this quarter. So that's how it works. Normally, they do it by end of this year.
Okay, fair. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. In the interest of time, this was our last question, and I now hand the conference over to Mr. Srinivas Reddy for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for attending, to everyone for attending this earnings call today. You know, as I said earlier, that we are progressively improving in our revenue growth and as well as our margins, and we'll continue to do that. And I would sincerely thank all our shareholders and investors regarding supporting MTAR. And we'll definitely see better and better growth numbers and margins sequentially, quarter-on-quarter and over the next two, three years. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of MTAR Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.